Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. Tom Getzinger along with you. Along with me, representatives from Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative, and it's their final report of the year. We're going to be speaking with Marvin Denzer and John Miller. But before we do that, I would like to introduce our good friends as the local rural electric utility that powers much of KCHEC country. And to put it another way, MVEC makes your holiday season bright. Would you agree with that? I mean,
amen. Absolutely correct.
And I'm here to tell you that there are more and bigger, beautiful holiday displays this year that I've seen around KCHEC country than I've seen in a while. It's and we've always had good displays, but people have amped up their game this year. So thanks to MVEC for providing that power for our seasonal beauty. Marvin Denzer, you're the CEO. And again, we do this with every guest every time, but especially with you when you're in, Marvin. But we can't pretend that everybody has heard every one of these. Tell us a little bit about your history with MVEC, and then tell us about MVEC coverage area and whatever else you think people would need to know about Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative.
Well, thank you, Tom. We do notice, again, the additional lights that are on the homes, and we appreciate all the LED lights out there. So it's a bright neighborhood around our service territory. But again, my name is Marvin Denzer. I've been with Minnesota Valley Electric since 1991. I'm originally from Montgomery, again, Redbird country down there, but I've been throughout the community throughout my entire career. But a little bit about Minnesota Valley Electric. We are an electric cooperative. And I'm going to give you a little cooperative 101. It's a little bit different than the IOUs, which is the Excels of the world. In the municipalities, which is there's city municipalities in electric in New Prague and Le Sueur and Shakopee and Chaska. The big difference is that we have 47,000 member owners. So every decision we make at Minnesota Valley, we say, how does it enhance the membership experience? Again, every dollar we spend is our membership's dollars. Again, 47,000 member owners. We are governed by a board of directors, and they are elected by the 47,000 members. And the electric cooperative has three districts. The first district is in the Prior Lake Savage area, and we have the board representing District 1 is Deb Erickson, Tom Wolf, and Mike Lenz. District 2 is north of the river, so it's the Waconia, Chanhassen, Victoria area, and that is represented by directors Michelle Morrison, Gary Haberman, and Brent Lawrence. Then south of the river is District 3, and that represents the Le Sueur and Rice counties, along with the New Prague Le Center in Montgomery area, and that's Jim Conley, Kevin Gibbs, and Liz Krochak. But I can't express enough how being a member cooperative, that all the decisions we make are based on how we can enhance the membership, whether it's reliability or financially. It's how we can enhance our members' experience. And if there's any excess profits, we give it back to our member owners in a form of capital credits. So with that, I'm going to talk about one of the big projects Minnesota Valley had this year is that we rebuilt the Prior Lake substation. And this was a $4 million project. And this substation is located at the intersection of Highway 13 and County Road 42. And what took place there is we de-energized the substation in the spring of the year. This substation serves over 6,000 member owners. And we were able to switch the 6,000 member owners to other substations throughout the summer and rebuild that substation. And actually, it's energized today, and we're going to be switching it around to put it back in service on the 11th, which is tomorrow. So all the testing is complete, and so we're able to get that, take care of that tomorrow. Talk a little bit about Operation Roundup here.
Before you do, Marvin, I'd like to hop in. We'd like to, again, let the KCHEC listeners know that you're listening to the final report of the year from Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative here on KCHK. Now, before we started, I cannot be accused of being very quick on the uptake, and I cannot be accused for proofreading my material, because all of that explanation that we went through with our Operation Roundup, I didn't realize that that was a main part of the show here. I didn't realize John was on the board of directors. So I'm doing Operation Roundup and not even realizing that it's perfect lead into it. So good for me, I guess. But anyway, yes, Operation Roundup now. Marvin Denzer, CEO of MVEC, you do your part, and then we're going to introduce John, and he'll tell a little bit as well.
Tom, I was going to give you credit for doing all the homework and studying all this, and here it's just coincidence.
I look down and I go, "What's O-R-U?" Oh, that's Operation Roundup, for goodness sakes. We just talked about that.
All right, we'll transition into that, and we have our program at Minnesota Valley Electric called Operation Roundup, and John Miller is going to talk a little bit more about that here in a few minutes. But just want to give you an idea what that, especially it's the giving season here at Minnesota Valley Electric and amongst other places. But the idea behind Operation Roundup is if your bill is $75.72, what we'll do is we'll round that bill up to $76. And with that, 28 cents will go to this fund of Operation Roundup. And there's a board of directors that distributes these dollars on a quarterly basis. And since 1995, we were able to gift the community over $2.6 million in Operation Roundup. So it's amazing how these pennies can round up to substantial dollars. Again, since 1995, it's been over $2.6 million. And we nearly have 28,000 members that are on Operation Roundup. Again, we have 47,000 member owners, but of that, 28,000 members are Operation Roundup participate in that. And if you don't participate in that, please call our MSRs and MVEC, and we'll get you signed up for Operation Roundup. One of the organizations that, there are several organizations that benefit from funds from this the board is the women's shelters, groups serving youth and animals, medical equipment, fire departments, food shelves, and many other worthwhile causes that we distribute money to. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to John Miller, and he can give a little bit more detail about our program.
And John, before you give detail about the program, I want to make this statement. There was just a Christmas, Czech Christmas event that was held in Montgomery on Sunday. They call it Svaté Mikuláš, which is the Czech St. Nicholas. And they were very, very appreciative that they received funds from Operation Roundup. And they were very happy that they could go into the event knowing that they would be at least break even or even make a little. So I noticed that Marvin, you did not cover the 9 MVEC members that serve on the Board of Trustees, and John is the president. So, John, before we get your background, and I know the answer to this, but I'll just have you tell me. So the people that are basically the board of the directors of Operation Roundup, they're not on the board of directors for MVEC. You're strictly Operation
Correct.
Roundup.
Strictly Operation Roundup members.
Gotcha. John, would you like to say who they are, and then we'll get a little bit into your background?
Well, I would love to. In fact, if we have about an hour, we can talk about Operation Roundup. It is pretty near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
But our folks, the 9-member board which we have is very similar to Marvin's board in that we have 3 members from each of the districts. And so Mary Krentz is out of Arlington, Minnesota. Connie Meeker, she's our treasurer secretary. She's out of Green Isle. Then we have our newest member, Mike Stoff. He's out of Prior Lake. And to comment on your comment about Montgomery, he will be in Montgomery this coming Saturday representing Operation Roundup because they are doing the bell that they have renovated. Operation Roundup gave monies towards the renovation of that. And so he will be our representative for that this coming weekend. Then we have out of Belle Plaine, Diane Brinke. Then Dwayne Glenn is out of Lakeville. Paul Jacobus is out of Credit River. Jamie Paget, she is out of Savage. Jeannie Zwart is out of Elysian. And Jeannie is our resident. She is the board member that was on during the inception of Operation Roundup in 1995. So, and then I get to be the leader of that crowd, which I tell you, I have great, great respect for each and every one of them. They do a fabulous job of vetting every application that comes in. And we meet once a quarter, and it is, we meet in February, we meet in May, we meet in August and November. And at each of these, we then distribute funds that are rounded up for each one of the members that are members of Operation Roundup. As Marvin said, 28,000, which is about 57% of the total meter numbers in Minnesota Valley Electric. In the last meeting that we had, November 18th, we had some extra funds. And the neat thing is, realizing that food shelves, backpack programs, and Santa Anonymous programs all are in great, dire need of extra money. And so instead of the normal $500, which we give to food shelves and backpack programs as they apply for those funds, we will give them up to $2,000 per year per organization. We chose to increase their numbers for the November 18th giving. We increased everyone to $1,000 versus the $500, which is just a huge, huge, I think it's a fantastic thing. We just do, I think the Operation Roundup does great things for all of the participants that send in an application. We vet them. We make sure that that they are worthwhile facilities. I think everyone is worthwhile. It's just that sometimes we have to, we can't give to everybody because some of them want to put monies into funds, which we do not do. But we give to organizations that are greatly in need of it. Fire departments are really warm to our heart. Police stations, police forces are great. You name it, and we'll try and do a to fill the needs for the people involved.
Once again, that's the voice of John Miller. He is the president of the board of directors for Operation Roundup. John, I see here that that you're from Henderson. And, of course, that's the neck of the woods of KCHK announcer Tom Graham. And it seems to me that Tom indicated that he was on the board when Operation Roundup came to fruition back in 95. How long have you been involved with this?
Since 1996.
Wow, okay. Okay, so yeah, that's
I've had the opportunity to be a member of Minnesota Valley Electric for 48 years.
Mm-hmm.
But when Operation Roundup came about, I then was able to, I was asked to be on the board in 96, and I haven't looked back since. We just continue moving forward.
And that was another question I was going to ask. When it comes to getting board of directors for Operation Roundup, do people volunteer or do you kind of go out and recruit them?
We do both sides. We have in the electric eye, when we have a need of a new board member, we will put it in the electric eye so that customers know that there is an opening on that board. And or at the same time, if we know someone, if one of the other directors of the main Minnesota Electric board knows of an individual that they feel would benefit, we would benefit from, they then would throw their name up. We would invite them to an interview. And when we're all said and done, I think it always, the cream always flows to the top.
John, I think that you have the same information listing as I do. I just want to make double dog sure that you got everything across that you wanted to about Operation Roundup.
I think it is, it's an easy process for the members of Minnesota Valley Electric. Everybody today has the opportunity to round up. When you go to the grocery store, they're always asking, would you like to round up for this, that, or another thing. We've been around since 1995. We have a lot of members that round up their bills, and we would love to have them, if they chose to round up, they can call into Minnesota Valley Electric, and there they can round up. The other thing is, if they would like to apply for funds, they need to go to mvec.net/operationroundup, and there they would find an application, which, by the way, our marketing team at Minnesota Valley Electric just finished helping make that application much simpler. Praise the Lord. It was in need, because we have people that just muddled through it, and it was not to their fault. It was just a difficult process. We have cleaned it up, and thank you to the marketing department at Min Valley for making that happen. It is very, very readable, very easy to fill out the form today.
Yeah, that was one of the points that I was hoping that we would direct you towards, that application form, easier, making it much easier to apply. I also have my notes that donated bike helmets to elementary school children through Lesueur County Safe Roads Coalition, supported Green Isle Baseball in field improvements for the state amateur baseball tournament. Lesueur County Master Gardeners held a gardening program for kids and donated a popcorn machine, Prior Lakes Unified, and Special Olympics events. And so right there, that shows you, and it doesn't even give the full scope of Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative, but it shows you quite an area that you certainly cover.
One of the other big things that we do is you're familiar with canine Can-Do Canines.
Okay.
Can-Do Canines is a fabulous program for people that are in need of having a sight dog or a dog that will assist them to have a more normal life. Can-Do Canines, we support them greatly. In fact, the cost to do a dog, to raise a dog for Can-Do Canines is $25,000 per year to be able to put that dog into service. And so that, boy, if one can help out there, we do our darndest to make sure that they are vetted as well as they possibly can be. And yes, you are correct. Backpack programs, all of those are very needy, along with all of the other things that we give monies to. And so when they apply, we try and figure it out how we can make it happen for them.
John Miller, Marvin Denzer, representing Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative, the final report of theirs of the year. And I think, Dan, we're looking at doing this next year. I say we stay on the same schedule. The information is always so interesting. I say that Langsberg Lange be a guest every time, whether he has anything to say or not. Let's get Langsberg in here. Marvin, what would you like to end up with?
Tom, I'd like to extend a special thank you to MVEC's and team members that work out in the elements. I look at the MVEC Marvin there, and now it's 21.2 degrees.
Yeah.
Dan and I are going to go back to an office where it's 65 or 70 degrees, mm-hmm. where our linemen work out in the elements along with our substation techs, our meter technicians, the engineers and designers, day in and day out in this type of weather. And we heard that snow is coming, that they work out in the elements. So I want to send a great appreciation for team members that work out in the elements. Also, I want, on behalf of all team members and the board members, I want to wish all the KCHK listeners a happy holiday season, a very Merry Christmas, and a good health and prosperous great new year in 2025. I want to thank Tom for the opportunity to tell MVC story this past year. I look forward to our partnership here in 2025, and of course, that'll be here before we know it.
We look forward to it as well. We're going to put this up on the podcast page of kchkradio.net. Dan, I'll get it over to you, and we'll provide links on our Facebook and Twitter X feeds as well.